to talk football. It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Dons boss Derek McInnes is praising his team's resilience after they fought back from the loss of an early goal to see off Ross County at the weekend.
He swings it over towards the far post and it comes out, and a great hit there from Mark Reynolds.
Goes out to the left for Kai Stephen, goes round the outside, Naismith gets that ball in, and then hit.
Yes!
Ross County 1, Aberdeen 2.
Aberdeen Football Club say they need the fans to come out in support of Kingsford. They've launched a final push ahead of City Councillors making a final decision in the coming months.
I love this club and I only want the best for it. And if we don't take full advantage of the opportunity, then we'll be kicking ourselves for years to come.
Aberdeen have been fined €10,000 for crowd trouble at their last Europa League game in Cyprus. They've also been given a warning over a lack of stewards travelling with the fans.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
Good evening, welcome to Red Friday. It's been a busy week on and off the park for Aberdeen. Tomorrow the Dons will be out to continue their good start to the domestic campaign when Dundee make the short trip north. Dave Galloway.
Yes, Andy Considine and Derek McInnes are confident the Reds can maintain their 100% start to the Premiership campaign, but the manager says Dundee won't be taken lightly.
It's a game for our own sake that we want to be at home to try and continue a winning run. We've had two good wins, both home and away, so the fact that we've been at home now in the league, we want to try and maximise that. But I think any time you play Dundee, they always have players that can hurt you on the day, and I think what Neil's got there is he's recruited well and he's trying to bring a freshness to that team. But I know him and Graham Gatland well, and I'm sure they'll come up here giving their team confidence that they can get a result. So obviously their results certainly in the league haven't been what they would have wanted, but it doesn't make them any less dangerous because they have got players that we know of from playing against, and some new players there that can cause us problems. So we'll be well aware of that, but again, it's we're at home, we want to try and impose ourselves in the game and try and be as strong as we can and bring a performance that helps us win the game, both physically for the players and even mentally, getting a little switch off there. They got Sunday and Monday off after Ross County. There's been a lot of travelling recently and a heavy schedule, so you know we've had that a bit of freshness and a couple of good sessions since then. So we look forward to the game on Saturday, and you know, two games for the international break, we want to do as well as we can.
Expecting a very tough game. I think they've recruited very well this season. I think the majority of the team don't really know much about, so it's going to be a big challenge, but we've had a really good week of training and we're looking forward to the game. I think it's been a really busy couple of months with the European games, and then coming into last week with the three very tough games, so I think the boys are due a little bit of rest, but boys are looking very sharp. I think every one of us are hoping for a turnout. It's always great to have the European nights here when we get whenever everybody turns out, but I think the fans have turned out in force this season so far, so long may continue.
And of course, last week was a milestone for Andy Considine.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. The long-serving defender played his 400th match for the club last weekend. Now, he will receive a presentation before kick-off tomorrow.
It's an absolute honour to be in amongst such names as, you know, Bobby Clark, Jim Leighton, you know, your Willie Millers, Alec McLeish, Russell Anderson. It's fantastic. You know, as a young boy, to think that I would have reached this kind of milestone and be up there with those kind of names is, you know, it's a dream come true.
Let's turn attention to the game tomorrow and two sides that have made kind of polar opposite starts to their league campaigns.
Yeah, 100% for Aberdeen, 0% for Dundee. Aberdeen have looked very strong in the games that I've seen them. Dundee, on the other hand, they have, curiously enough, they've played a lot of nice, attractive football. They like to pass the ball about. They play football the right way. But they've been losing daft goals at one end, and they've not been putting their chances away at the other end. That's been their problem.
And whilst Aberdeen have got a full squad to choose from, Andrew, as far as Dundee are concerned, they don't have their problems to seek, although they have made moves to try and strengthen.
They have, yes. Josh Meekings, the former Inverness defender, has signed for them today, and you would anticipate him coming straight into the side because Darren Adee's missing with a knee injury. Sofian Moussa, new striker, he's out after a knee operation. Craig Whiten's out for the whole season. Randy Walters is a doubt with a hamstring strain. But it's the central defensive area that I think that Dundee really need to shore up on, because recall when we won 7-0 down at Dens Park back in March, their central defence was awful. It was so soft, it was so easy to score the seven goals. And I think Neil McCann realises that he has to strengthen that area. I agree with what Dave said, you know, they've looked quite decent going forward, but they lose so many soft goals and they're not putting away the chances that they're getting. And the last place they want to be coming, I would suggest at this time, is Pittodrie.
Yeah, we'll get your teams very shortly. We'll hear from Neil McCann first, but Dave, the biggest problem that Derek has is who to leave out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he freshened up the side for the victory at Ross County last weekend, and it looked as strong as ever. And, you know, you looked at the subs that we had on the bench, and, you know, any one of them could have walked into the starting 11s, quite frankly, of most Premiership teams.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear from the Dundee boss, Neil McCann.
I'm really confident. I'm always confident in my boys. I've got total belief in them, and they're going to make mistakes. We just have to try and minimise them and try and make less mistakes every game we play. But I'm confident in the group that we have, that we can go to Aberdeen and create chances. I'm confident in a group that we can pose Aberdeen real problems. Now, I've watched them with my own eyes, I've seen them. Both Graham and I went to watch them against Hamilton. We've had reports on them. I've watched the game against Ross County. Terrific result that Derek got late in the game. And they have areas of the pitch that we need to be careful of, you know, because they're prepared to push fullbacks on. They've got real creativity within the group, and they defend well in numbers, so we'll need to be on it. But as I said, I've got full belief in my group that we're doing enough to win games, but if we cut out the silly mistakes, then it might just help us and give us a better platform to go and do.
Well, Neil McCann is confident.
Confident that his boys are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Maybe, but no, he's got to be, you know, he's got to put out a positive message to his team. There's no point in them coming up here thinking, well, what do we do? Do we just try and get behind the ball as much as we can and keep the damage to, you know, as little as possible? But I think he in his own mind will know that it's going to be a backs to the wall job for the Dens Parkers tomorrow.
Okay, so Dave, in terms of the starting, and we're expecting 15,000, in fact nearer 16,000 are the latest estimates, which is fantastic, because Dundee, we know they always bring a decent support, particularly when it's a 3 o'clock Saturday game as it is tomorrow. But who is Derek going to send out at 3 o'clock?
I've gone for almost the same starting 11 as last weekend, but not quite. Joe Lewis in goals, across the back, Shea Logan, Mark Reynolds, Anthony O'Connor and Andy Considine. Graham Shinney and Greg Tansey sitting in front. Then Ryan Christie, Kenny McLean and GMS behind Stevie May.
Okay, Andrew?
I'm going to go 4-2-4. Joe Lewis in goals, Shea Logan, Cowrie Arneson, Mark Reynolds, free-scoring Mark Reynolds, must mention.
It was some strike.
It was an
amazing goal.
Hit. Yes. Greg Tansey and Graham Shinney anchoring the midfield. And I'm going to go with four up top, Greg Stewart, Adam Rooney, Stevie May and GMS.
Okay.
So I've still got Ryan Christie in the wings waiting to come in.
My goodness, wow. It's what a difficult job Derek's
it's
got.
It's a pleasant headache.
It is
it?
Very pleasant. One to watch, Dave.
One to watch for me, I will go for Stevie May. Although he didn't score last weekend, I thought he was very good. His link-up play was excellent. He held the ball up well. Very unselfish player, and he'll get plenty of goals as well this season, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Andrew?
I'm going to go for Greg Stewart, simply because he's playing against one of his old teams, and I think he'll be key to show everyone just what he's all about, and he's getting better and better every week in an Aberdeen shirt.
This week saw the launch of the Aurora campaign ahead of the planned training and community facilities and stadium at Kingsford, and the manager left people in no doubt as to his feelings.
I wasn't born in Aberdeen, I wasn't brought up an Aberdeen supporter, but I love this club and I only want the best for it. And if we don't take full advantage of the opportunity, then we'll be kicking ourselves for years to come.
An impassioned plea from Don's boss Derek McInnes, who says Aberdeen's lack of facilities is embarrassing. Chairman Stuart Milne fears if the plans are rejected by city councillors in October, it will lead to McInnes quitting.
We want to see Derek, been here a long time, and I've no doubt in my mind that having proper training facilities, it's a major, major thing for Derek.
You can see a fly-through of how the new scheme could look on our website. There's plenty of high-profile backing from the likes of Sir Alex Ferguson, Willie Miller and Paul Laurie, but the No Kingsford Stadium Group says this isn't about a popularity contest, as AFC would have the public believe, and it accuses the club of launching a last-minute attempt to place pressure on the local authority. Here's spokesman John Thornton.
You don't know what's going to happen in the day, but if the council follow planning law and follow the principles, they should reject the application.
Ahead of October's final decision, there will be a predetermination meeting at the townhouse on the 13th of September.
Well, Dave, there with that package, and Andrew, the manager, the passion for the club, self-evident, and I think if anything swayed people that may have been a little in two minds, Derek's performance certainly won the day.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to believe that we have such poor training facilities, yet we're performing so well on the field. So if we can get a balance right, and the new setup at Kingsford will be perfect for the club, the way forward for Aberdeen is only good. But as the chairman also mentioned, what sort of message does it send out to the rest of Scotland if this doesn't go ahead and in future years Aberdeen potentially have to play European ties in the Central Belt? That's a dreadful message to send out about a city that is the third biggest in Scotland.
Well, we'll know soon enough in terms of that. Now, during the week, Dave, there was some sad news concerning our former manager and good friend Jimmy Calderwood.
Yes, he revealed that he is suffering from Alzheimer's. Very sad news, like you say. Let's get some reaction from Derek McInnes in a moment. But first up, Andy Considine.
Well, it's an awful thing, you know, and my thoughts go out to himself and, you know, his family. You know, I played, obviously, a lot of my early days under Jimmy, you know, so I've got a lot to thank for him. So, but I hope that, you know, he's getting well looked after and you know, he's doing all right.
Very sad news. I think it's the first stages, the early stages, and I know that by identifying it early they might be able to try and help the situation. But you know, our community trust is involved with a lot of people who suffer from the same condition, and I still hope that Jimmy gets a good quality of life and is able to get about as much as he normally does. You know, it'd be good to see him up here in the not too distant future.
This is North Sound One's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Dave Galloway and Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, very, very sad and very brave of Jimmy to come out and go public with that news.
Yes, it was, as you say, extremely sad. I mean, dementia related illnesses are awful because there's nothing you can do at all about them. But hopefully, as Derek said, you know, it's the early stages and they might be able to do something to alleviate the symptoms a wee bit. But, you know, when your memory starts going, it is very, very difficult for family members as much as anything else. But the great work that the Community Trust does with the dementia sufferers, and not just our Community Trust but others up and down the country, football is a great thing for stimulating memories, and I'm quite sure that if Jimmy can manage up to Aberdeen, there'll be plenty of people who will be happy to sit down with him and go over great days at Pittodrie and beyond then, and we'll help him cope with this.
Right, time now to look ahead to the weekend games. Our predictor league, obviously a mistake, Andrew, because I'm at the bottom with 7, Dave G's got 10, the Red Army 11, and you 12.
Well, that's because I've managed to get more predictions right than anybody else.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
So you keep telling me.
Well, representing the Red Army this evening is Rebecca Walker, who also wins the tickets for the Dundee game, our competition over on NorthSound1.com. Good evening, Rebecca.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I would bring some waterproofs, I think, judging by the forecast. It's not very nice at all, but looking forward to that. We'll get your prediction for, first of all, our game against Dundee after we get the guys. We've looked at the game before. Dave, what's the score going to be?
I'm going to go for 3-0 to Aberdeen.
3-0 Aberdeen. Andrew?
I'm going 4-0 because I've got such an attacking formation.
Okay, Rebecca?
I was going to say 4-0.
You can still do it, because I've gone 4-0 as well, so you can do 4-0. You don't have to do a different one.
Yes, I was going to go for 4-0.
Right, well, go for 4-0. So we should, of course, mention, talking about Aberdeen, we'll be joined by a man who looks for goals everywhere he goes, the king himself, Joe Harper, tomorrow afternoon.
Joe Harper's going to be with us, and if we win 4-0, as Rebecca and you and I have said, you know, he's going to be delighted.
Absolutely. Kilmarnock Celtic, Andrew.
Well, again, like Dundee won't fancy coming to Pittodrie, Kilmarnock won't be fancying taking on a Celtic side who are absolutely rampant after that 5-0 win against Astana. Can only see one result, and that's Celtic to win 3-0.
Okay. Rebecca, how do you see that one going?
Celtic 5-0, I think.
Right, well, that's exactly what I've got. 5-0. Dave G?
I think Celtic might take their foot off the gas and only win 3-0.
Hibs Hamilton, Dave.
Hibs Hamilton, impressed with Hibs in winning at Ibrox last weekend. Incidentally, how Stokes wasn't sent off, I don't know. And Ryan Jack's red card rescinded. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Hibs looking strong. I'll take them to win 3-0.
Okay, and Andrew?
I'm going 3-0 in that one as well.
So I'm going to go 2-1, and Rebecca?
I was going to go for 2-2.
2-2. Motherwell Ross County, Andrew.
I was impressed by Ross County in patches in the game last week. And I think Motherwell, new players still bedding in, I think will be fallible at Fir Park. So I'm going to go 2-1 for Ross County.
OK, Rebecca?
1-1.
1-1. Dave G?
I'm going to go with Rebecca, 1-1.
I've gone 1-1 as well. We're a bit consistent.
Who's top of the league?
Yeah, no consistently collision. Wrong, I'm quite sure. Rangers, Hearts, Dave.
Rangers have played some impressive attacking football this season, but, you know, has to be said, the flip side of the coin, they've been looking less than convincing at the back, and that's putting it mildly. I reckon they should still have too much on their own patch for Hearts. I don't think there'll be much in it, but I'll go for Rangers 2, Hearts 1.
Okay, I've gone again for 1-1. Rebecca?
I would say 2-2, I think.
2-2. And Andrew?
I've gone 2-1 Rangers, simply in the premise that Hearts are awful.
Yep, okay. Wouldn't disagree with that. We'll stay with you for the last one, Andrew. St Johnstone against Partick. Well, we've got a good record at McDermott Park.
Yeah, Partick have a very good record there, but I think St Johnstone at home will cause Partick one or two problems, but not enough to win the game. I'm going to go 1-1.
Okay, I have also gone 1-1. Dave?
I think St Johnstone will get a bit of revenge for Partick's recent League Cup 3-0 win at McDermott. I think it'll be St Johnstone 2, Partick 1.
Okay, Rebecca?
2-1 St Johnstone.
2-1 St Johnstone. Well, thank you very much for your predictions. Well done for winning the competition, and hope you enjoy a 4-0 victory for the Dons tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much. Me too.
That's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday, and the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.